Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol reports that Officer Tim Gray, who was severely injured during a violent altercation with Richard Estrada of Hoopa last week, has been released from the UC Davis Medical Center. Gray responded to a single-vehicle traffic collision that involved Estrada east of Willow Creek early Thursday morning. Gray initially spoke with Estrada, but then was suddenly attacked and struck several times by a machete before shooting Estrada, who later died as a result of his wounds. An autopsy on Estrada's body has been conducted, and the results have been turned over to the critical incident response team. Detectives from the Eureka Police Department continue their homicide investigation into the suspected stabbing death of 14-year-old Arcata resident Jesus Garcia Romero, who was found lying unresponsive on 15th Street last Wednesday morning. A neighbor in the area saw the boy and called 911, and when police arrived, they realized he needed immediate medical aid. Despite first aid from medical personnel, the boy died as a result of his injuries. An autopsy has been conducted, and the cause of death is being withheld due to the ongoing investigation. Anyone with information about Garcia Romero or the events surrounding his death is asked to contact Eureka Police Detective Ron Harpum. For the second time in the past week, Highway 101 was closed to traffic in both directions, although this time it wasn't a rock slide that shut down the freeway, but a fatal traffic collision just north of Benbow. 47-year-old Leggett resident Stephen Ray Castillo was traveling southbound on 101 when he allowed his vehicle to drift into the northbound lanes, where he collided head-on with a tractor-trailer driven by 49-year-old Cynthia Valencia. Both the truck and the SUV caught fire after the collision, and Valencia, who suffered minor injuries, was helped from the cab of her truck by a passing motorist, while Castillo suffered major injuries and succumbed to those injuries shortly after being taken to the hospital. Both drivers were wearing seat belts, and it does not appear that impairment played a role in the collision. The cause remains under investigation by the Garberville Area Command of the CHP. High tides will once again have an impact in low-lying areas along the coast today, according to the National Weather Service. Localized flooding could affect roadways, and drivers are urged to use caution in areas prone to flooding, such as King Salmon or the Arcata Bottoms. High tides and heavy rain have caused problems. In Del Norte County, rock slides have closed down Patrick Creek Road, where it connects to Highway 199, due to huge boulders rolling down into the creek and changing the flow of the creek itself. The Daily Triplicate reports that the roadway will be closed indefinitely and that more action from falling boulders could take the entire road service into the creek bed as well. Further to the north and southern Oregon, a section of Highway 101 has been washed away by the recent storms, and traffic is being detoured around the area about 2 hours north of Brookings. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Saturday morning, Eureka police officers arrested a 19-year-old Eureka man as a suspect found to be in possession of stolen mail and burglary tools. Officers responded to the 2700 block of M Street on a report that a suspicious person was in an alley. Officers contacted 19-year-old Zachary Miller, who was in possession of various burglary tools and a large amount of mail stolen from various locations in the neighborhoods where Miller was found. Police were able to confirm with some residents that the stolen mail did in fact belong to them, and Miller was arrested and booked into county jail for possession of stolen property and possession of burglary tools. Despite the cancellation of a DUI checkpoint over the weekend, the maximum enforcement period focused on impaired drivers over the holidays continues. In the last 10 days, officers have arrested 19 drivers countywide on suspicion of driving under the influence, and the focus on removing impaired and dangerous drivers from local roadways will run through the new year. The Fort Bragg Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying a man and a woman who committed an armed robbery at a Fort Bragg business on December 10th and are believed to still be in the region. Fort Bragg police have posted photos of the pair from the day before and the day of the robbery on their Facebook page and are asking anyone who may recognize the duo to contact law enforcement. The couple were identified as people who stopped at a residence outside of Fort Bragg before the robbery, asking for help. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.